Welcome, great patriotic friends, to February 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And in case you're wondering, no, I'm not actually a teacher or a historian. I'm just another dude with a microphone and an iTunes account. I do the show because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully you're listening because you are one as well. Speaking of iTunes, if you happen to be listening to me on that particular medium, first of all, I just want to say thank you for the 85,000 plus downloads and counting. And second of all, I love a good review. So when you get a chance, go to iTunes and write one up for me. Thanks very much for that. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flag if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah, America! And now on to today's headlines. Nixon goes to China. We'll wish a happy birthday to George Armstrong, the father of aviation medicine. And the first superhero comic book is released. All right, so now let's do this. 1972. Nixon goes to China. Since becoming president in 1968... Richard Nixon had expressed subtle ideas about thawing out relationships with China after two decades of hostilities. The world had changed considerably in the last 20 years. Japan and Germany had rebuilt themselves and became economic powers again, and India had become independent and was also a world force. Communism was dominant in the Soviet Union as well as China, but Mao Zedong had a slightly different version of communism, for instance, how it dealt with agricultural production. The Great Leap Forward, for instance, was where communes of families would live alongside their farms and factories. But floods and other disasters caused widespread starvation under Zedong's rule, and during the 1960s, millions of Chinese died. Yet, Zedong pushed forward with more reform. Relationships grew icy between the People's Republic of China and the USSR. Meanwhile, the Vietnam War, which had been waged to crush communism in Asia, was a disaster. And America had lost respect here at home as well as in front of the world stage. National Security Advisor to Nixon, Henry Kissinger, realized it's time for the United States and the PRC to recheck their respective alliances and maybe change some things around. When Nixon announced on television he was planning a trip to meet with Zedong, the criticism ensued. What if Zedong doesn't want to meet with Tricky Dick? What if Nixon came back as a failure? It would embarrass the United States even further. But Zedong did meet with Nixon in what many historians consider one of the most important, if not the single most important, international visits anywhere by a U.S. president. Nixon would become the first president to visit Beijing, beginning a trend for every president except for Jimmy Carter. Nixon and Mao met together peacefully during what Richard would dub the week that changed the world. The effects were immediate, as a notable wedge was pushed in between China and the Soviet Union, forcing the USSR to lose leverage in negotiations and for China to emerge as a legit economic power. But it would be on this day in 1972, Richard and First Lady Pat boarded a helicopter at the White House and waved goodbye to the press, VP Spiro Agnew, and daughters Trish and Julie, on his way to his historic journey. 1899, happy birthday Major General Harry George Armstrong, leader in aviation medicine. Originally from South Dakota, Armstrong joined the Marines early on and worked his way up the ranks of the regular Army Medical Corps. In 1947, he founded the USAF Department of Space Medicine at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas. And then he came up with his eponymous limit. The Armstrong limit is an altitude, say around 63,000 feet, that is beyond which anyone can survive. This altitude produces an atmospheric pressure so low that water boils at the normal temperature of the human body at 98.6 Fahrenheit. In other words, at this altitude, it's not just your blood that's boiling, it's also your saliva, your lung fluids, your sweat, and your tears, because you'll have those too. So if you're going to go beyond Harry Armstrong's limit, you're going to need a pressurized suit. Happy birthday, Harry! 1936, The Phantom becomes the first superhero comic book to be released. Created by Lee Falk, The Phantom, aka The Ghost Who Walks, aka The Guardian of the Eastern Dark, aka The Man Who Cannot Die, first showed up 2 years before Superman. The main dude, Kit Walker, donned a mask and wore a skin-tight purple suit. Except for the purple part, that would of course become the norm with future superheroes. On May 28, 1939, The Phantom showed up in newspaper comic strips, and has been running ever since. At its peak, it had over 100 million people reading it. And these days, it's nearly 600 newspapers around the world. And that's it for February 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo, and on tomorrow's program, one of my favorites, Billy the Kid and the Lincoln County War, will begin. The Know Nothing Party will convene in Philly, and Mark Twain will publish Huck Finn. Check it out. In the meantime, take a look at the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com, leave a comment on the comment board, or take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes. See how you do. So, until tomorrow, everyone, thanks for listening, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans.